Talk. Words of counsel to advanced students. Lodi, California, February 5th, 1910. Portion of a discourse by Mrs. E. G. White, Lodi, California. Scripture reading, Revelation 21. The end of all things is nearer than many of our people seem to realize. I wish that all might sense its nearness, for then they would be untiring in their efforts to warn others who have never heard the truths of the last warning message. A few are taking up the work here and there, but there is a vast field untouched, and as a people, we need to receive a large measure of the Holy Spirit, that we may feel an intense interest in those about us who are unwarned. It is a source of astonishment to me that with the Word of God before us, so many can rest at their ease. If God sent His Son into the world to suffer a shameful death that He might save souls, should not we, as His followers, be willing to labor and suffer for our fellow men? We need a deeper conviction in our hearts regarding the precious work before us. There is a large burden resting upon those who are connected with the school at this place, and we should all feel an interest in its success, an interest that will lead us to offer up our earnest petitions that God will greatly bless its work. Then, in harmony with our prayers, let us do all in our power to make the Lodi School a success. Last night, I felt a great burden in behalf of the many students that are gathered here, and I wrote out some things that I will read to you. February 5th, 1910, Lodi, California. There is a most urgent and important work to be done in our world by those who understand the messages that should be proclaimed to the people. There are many large cities in which but little has been done to warn the inhabitants of God's impending judgments. When will those who have the light of truth that the end is near at hand arise to a sense of the magnitude of their duty? Let there be no delay in the matter of securing for our children and youth a true education. As parents, we need great wisdom to know how to help the lambs of the flock. They need encouragement in their efforts to be obedient and to love righteousness. They should be given every possible advantage for the formation of characters that may be approved of God. We have encouraged the establishment of schools in various places where the children and youth may have an opportunity to learn, in connection with their other studies, lessons from the Scriptures of truth. In these schools, the religious interests must be carefully guarded, for that is the purpose of their establishment. An understanding of the lessons of Christ is to be imparted to the students with clearness and solemnity. Such lessons will never be forgotten. Upon the older students in the school rests the responsibility of helping those who are younger. The older students can be a great help to their younger associates by setting a good example in pleasant words and actions, and by their influence outside of the school hours, that they may teach lessons of obedience, truthfulness, and respect to their instructors. The Lord looks with pleasure upon such helpful endeavor. When the students are out of doors, taking their exercise, or wherever they may be, let the older ones study how to speak encouraging words to the younger ones. If, in a pleasant manner, you correct the wrongs you may see in other youth, sometimes reading to them lessons from the life of Christ and presenting the requirements of the Word of God, you may assist greatly in correcting the irregularities that are always liable to occur in a large school. If you kneel down and pray with them, the angels of God will be present, and your interest in their behalf will be a converting power. Impress upon their minds the thought that the Lord beholds with pleasure their efforts to become obedient, and that His blessing will rest upon all who will do their best to overcome their faults. As you seek in every way possible to help and encourage the younger students to overcome, you yourself will be helped to overcome your own defects of character. You may be teachers in more ways than one. Your efforts to exert a helpful influence in the school will be a great help to the preceptors and teachers in their daily work. You may lift from them a heavy burden of anxiety that they have to carry for the many youth that are placed in their care. In such an experience, you will find a great blessing, and those who are willing to cooperate with the members of the faculty in maintaining a wholesome influence in the school will gain for themselves a most precious experience. When the teacher sees that you are trying to help him, his heart is greatly cheered. By setting a correct example yourselves, you may be a help to others in forming correct habits. The Lord will help everyone who shall seek to be an example of propriety.
Let everyone feel that this school in Lodi is to be an example of what all our schools should be. That this may be so, let the students remember that their conduct must be of the right order. The older students especially should feel that upon them rests this responsibility to maintain for themselves a high standard of propriety, that they may exert an influence for good over those who are younger. What a blessing would result if, when they see another student doing something wrong, they would say to him, "That is not right. You cannot be happy if you pursue such a course as that," and then talk to him kindly. The Spirit of the Lord would manifest His presence in their hearts, and old and young would be restrained from doing wrong actions. Some of these younger ones need to be helped spiritually. Some of them need to be converted. Let this be a school where the students shall labor one for another, that the glory of God may be revealed. There is need in our schools of simple, godly religion. If this is manifest, there will be with the students outside of school hours a sense of the presence of the angels of God. Some, after they have been studying for a long time, are likely to become rough and boisterous in their recreations. Let the older students set an example of gentleness, carefully guarding their words and actions. A good example will be followed, as will a wrong example. You cannot afford to lead others in a wrong way. Let all the students hold up and strengthen the hands of the principal. Let him realize that you sympathize with him, that you are in harmony with his work, and he will be encouraged. Let the children feel that they are children of God, bought with a price. The Lord wants them to give their young hearts to him. The teachers and the older students may help to bring these children to Christ. If you are ever ready to speak a work in season, the Spirit of God will carry your words to the heart. The Lord would be pleased to see the older students feel a large responsibility for the younger ones. God will use them as His instruments to influence other students to form right and correct habits that will keep them from doing wrong, even though they are not under the eye of the teacher. Our schools should be established in harmony with the religion of Jesus Christ, and our Sabbath-keeping students should be so firm to principle and should have such an understanding of what is right that they may be trusted. The teachers and the students should have for their diet wholesome, well-cooked food that will keep them in health. The diet must be correct if the health of the children is to be maintained. There should be also a line of physical instruction that will impart an understanding of how to care for the health. We should encourage the unseen powers of heaven to come to the assistance of the earthly powers, that in this school, as in every school that shall be established by our people, there may be a union with the divine. We need the Holy Spirit to guide us in all things, and if we respond to this guidance, we shall be able to show much more than we do now the spirit of true religion. If true and faithful and righteous in His service, we shall have a living connection with Jesus Christ. We shall be united with Him in the work. Sometimes teachers are burdened and do not know what to do because students are inclined to act wild, frivolous, and headstrong. But if you older students will help to influence these younger ones, there will be seen a difference in their behavior. If they are wild, try to help them out of their wildness. Do not scold them, do not become provoked at them, but try to help them into the right road, and the blessing of God will rest upon you. The Lord calls upon us to come into line. He wants us to work for one another. There is a heaven to win, and we cannot afford to be doing haphazard work now. We want to lay hold of every possible advantage, that we may be fitted for instructors and missionaries to carry the message of salvation to the world.